Day 93 of Ex-Girlhood.
For the longest time, I do not look like a woman. I'm not living as a woman. I've become a cis man, a regular man, and met this beautiful lady many, many years ago. We've been married for how many years?
24 years.
Trying to test her if she remembers. Call her princess. And she calls me sweet.
You just understand me. So many couples that if say the husband is come from a regular background, they just couldn't understand the wife.
Are you saying because I was a trans woman and that helps, that makes a difference? Even though I'm an ex-trans woman, but to a certain extent, the Elas is my trans woman name, is still in me. Elas has not died. But I was a trans woman, so yeah, I think I totally get it. It's one of the best things that being married to you is that you know my past. When I met my wife, when I met Pastor Amanda, that was my last day of being a trans woman. When I was gay after that, she was my best friend. It's like I married my best friend. The best thing about marrying you would be, there's no secret. In fact, when I was dating certain guys, she was there helping me out with those dates, like, oh, this is what you do in this relationship, and totally honest with each other.
Honestly, I feel that you are being that godly father.
Praise the Lord.
You never cross over to become their mother, no.
When I was a trans woman, I always dream about becoming a mother, besides being pregnant and all that.
I have been with you from the start until now, and the change is gradually you change. Overall in everything, the way you act, the way you speak, the greatest change is your sexuality.
Yeah, you witnessed the change in my sexuality. Your greatest change would be your character in the area of taking authority. Because when I first met you, you were such a timid person. You had no confidence at all. An epitome of metamorphosis. You know, the change of that caterpillar or the larva that I met into a beautiful butterfly that you are today, and I'm so proud of you. I thank God that He had used me as an instrument to tell you how beautiful you are, to tell you that black is beautiful, which she thought that being black is ugly, like stupidity to the max. She's one of the most beautiful women I've known. God gave me the wisdom on how to help her beautify herself. I took her shopping. She never wore earrings. When I first met her, she had short hair. She was boyish, no color. In fact, she's a role model to a lot of women in our community. You know, God creates all things beautiful. And for those of you who are watching out there, you're watching us from wherever you are right now. If you think that you are nothing, let me tell you, you are somebody, because you're created by a great, great God.
They know.